Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Reopening Baltimore's ports.
We need to do more work in order to clear the channel.
Biden's big night.
A political fundraising record.
Country collaboration.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly Pete.
Just for fun, by Beyonce.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the largest crane on the eastern seaboard has arrived at the scene of this week's bridge collapse in Baltimore. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports it's a key step in getting tons of debris removed.
You're looking at a vessel that weighs 95,000 tons.
General Scott Spellman is leading the team in an around-the-clock race to reopen the Port of Baltimore.
So you have to cut the bridge up to get it out of here.
That's correct.
They must clear a 700-foot span of the channel by removing many thousands of tons of steel and concrete. Maryland Governor Wes Moore warned the timeline for recovery would be long.
We need to open vessel traffic because the health of the Maryland economy and the national economy depends on it.
Moises Diaz was scheduled to fill potholes on the bridge the night of the collapse, but his shift changed. He says his friend Julio Cervantes survived the collapse by climbing out of his truck as it was sinking, adding Cervantes can't swim, and telling us he thought, I'm going to die here.
Big names and big money in New York City last night. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports on a political fundraiser for the record books.
We got three presidents.
Inside Radio City Music Hall, a star-studded fundraiser for President Biden's re-election campaign. The event, headlined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, brought in, according to the campaign, a record $26 million. Cash Biden will need as he trails former President Donald Trump in many general election polls. But as the presidents arrived, so too did protesters in opposition to the administration's handling of the war in Gaza. And inside, there were several disruptions as protesters were escorted out. Despite President Biden's low approval rating, his campaign has $71 million in the bank, compared to the Trump campaign's nearly $34 million. Trump was also in New York to attend the wake of fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller.
We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently.
The UN's top court has ordered Israel to take new steps to allow more aid to cross into Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams reports on Good Friday and Easter during a time of tension and conflict.
The tiny Christian minority in Jerusalem now only numbers around 15,000 believers, but it's a target for ultra-Orthodox Jews. Father Bernard Podgy is an American priest from California who lives in Jerusalem.
There are a lot of people who have animosity with Christians because they don't understand the message of Christ.
Things are even worse for Palestinian Christians living in Gaza. Hundreds have taken shelter inside churches in the Gaza Strip.
1 year ago today, a nightmare in Russia began for a Wall Street Journal reporter, an arrest on spy charges he has denied. CBS's Peter King.
His Wall Street Journal colleagues have marked the day with a swim at his hometown of Brighton Beach, New York, and other places sharing the same name. Assistant editor Paul Beckett says they've held a 24-hour readathon of Evan Gershkovich's work.
That seemed like a long time. 365 days is really an eternity.
Beckett says it calls attention to the fates of Gershkovich and fellow American Paul Whelan, who's been held for 5 years.
This is a drive by the Kremlin to amass hostages that it can use to trade for people in the West that it wants back.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The judge who sentenced fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison yesterday has recommended he serve time at a medium security facility in Northern California near his parents. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Bankman-Fried apologizing, but saying that he wasn't selfish, just made a series of bad decisions. Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected that and said Sam Bankman-Fried said one thing to the public, that he supported regulation, while privately saying, quote, F expletive regulators.
Doctors in Chicago have performed the first ever multi-organ transplant on a cancer patient. The recipient, 69-year-old Dr. Gary Gibbon, got new lungs and a liver.
The irony is not lost on me that as a pulmonologist, allergist, and immunologist, it was shocking to receive a diagnosis of lung cancer.
Gibbon is now considered cancer-free. Now to South Africa, where an 8-year-old boy was the only survivor of a bus wreck that killed all 45 others on board. The bus carrying worshippers on an Easter pilgrimage plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and caught fire. In Northern California, a 9-year-old boy looking to get to school got behind the wheel of the family car. His trip ended when he hit a police car after a brief chase. No one was hurt. Damage to mom's car, said to be minor. March Madness claims a number one seed. North Carolina is out.
Alabama! The Sweet 16 is no longer sour.
The call on CBS as the Crimson Tide oust the Tar Heels 89-87 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. A number two seed, Arizona, was bounced by Clemson. UConn and Illinois also advanced. On opening day in Major League Baseball, a record was set in the Red Sox-Mariners game. The announcer on Nesson happened to set it up just perfectly.
Tyler O'Neill, he has homered on opening day in four straight openers. Tyler O'Neill has just set a record by homering in five consecutive opening days.
Boston won the game 6-4. A new record is just out that's drawing attention. Beyonce's country album.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P.
Jolene.
Willie Nelson delivers an intro.
Up next on the Smoke Hour is Just for Fun by Beyonce.
I'm going all out just for fun.
There's a duet with Miley Cyrus.
Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider.
Black country artists join for an homage to Paul McCartney's song on racial despair in the 60s.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Critics call Cowboy Carter a landmark, instantly timeless. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Solar eclipse excitement is building in Texas.
Eclipse viewing conditions are expected to be so good in Austin that Travis County Judge Andy Brown issued a disaster declaration. He expects the county's population to double, leading to enormous strains on law enforcement and hospitals and food and fuel shortages. So far, Burnett, Kendall, and Kaufman counties also have disaster declarations. One of those making the trek, Mark Butcher of World Radio Switzerland, is coming from Geneva.
Seeing the eclipse from Texas will be perfect. You've got clear sky. Guys, almost guaranteed. And then after the eclipse, you'd have a barbecue.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
The White House says it's expecting 40,000 people at the annual Easter egg roll on Monday. Guests this year will include thousands of military families, their caregivers, and survivors. Members of the public got their tickets through an online lottery. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.